Time once again for our monthly session with folks from UNC Health Pardee. Today, back again in the studio with us is Dwayne Durham. Dwayne, nice to have you here.
Martin, always good to be with you. Thank you so much.
So when we have you in here, chances are, well, we're going to be talking about sports and sports medicine, which makes sense because football season is about to start.
That would make perfect sense. And since this is year 45 for me, I've been doing it quite a long time.
45. Wow. So let's talk about something. Pardee, of course, plays a key role in keeping student athletes safe.
Yes.
So there has been an additional purchase of something that I need some help with, AEDs.
Yes.
Talk to us about that and what's so important about this purchase.
Well, first off, AED stands for Automated External Defibrillator. And what they are, they're a self-contained unit that allows us to perform a cardioversion. In other words, if the heart activity is producing a lethal arrhythmia, in other words, the heart is composed of two things, electrical and mechanical, okay? The electrical stimulation causes the heart muscle to fire, thus pumping blood. If there's a disassociation between those two, that will produce what we call a lethal arrhythmia. So if there's an activity going on, usually what we call ventricular fibrillation, which the ventricles are just kind of quivering, this basically introduces an electrical shock that will allow the heart to convert back into a sinus rhythm, which does produce a viable rhythm.
So talk about the importance of this investment, because you've had these, now you've just purchased more, correct?
Correct. The foundation gave us some assistance, and we're very grateful for that. The situation we had AEDs in all of our schools. Some are purchased by the school system and some are purchased by Pardee Hospital, depending on the situation. But we became aware and are aware that quick intervention was really critical. So what we did then, with some assistance from the foundation, we were able to ensure that all of our athletic trainers could have an AED on their person. It is critical that we try to get the cardioversion done within the first 3 minutes, if possible, because the sooner that the cardioversion occurs, then the better chance we have of restoring the heart back to a sinus rhythm.
Well, it's interesting because we've seen nationally the importance of this. LeBron James' son, the Buffalo Bills game last year. Yeah,
Lamar.
So talk to us about that. Have we witnessed that, anything like that locally?
We have not witnessed anything like that locally. The situation with DeMar Hamlin was called commotio cordis, where basically the heart is hit with a blunt force. And during a very specific time during the repolarization, we haven't seen that. We're very aware of it, and that was one of the reasons that we were pushed hard to make sure that we got that, because, you know, it's critical we get that done. The DeMar Hamlin situation, you saw, obviously, he went down and was immediately responded to.
Yeah.
The first two were the athletic trainers.
Yes.
And let me say this. Our team at Pardee, our athletic trainers, have the same level of education, expertise, and professionalism.
Wow.
That those two athletic trainers have. They are not second to anybody. So that gives great assurance to our parents, our coaches, that the level of care that eighth grader at one of the middle schools gets is the same level of care that an NFL multimillion-dollar player gets.
Wow.
It does not change.
Wow.
So that was what we have used AEDs in our 8 years four times. None of them were athletes. They were either coaches or officials. The AED, back in the days, years ago, we had defibrillators.
Right.
We actually controlled. This one controls itself.
Okay.
You apply it, you turn it on, and it will tell you if a shock is indicated or not. And if it is, then you press the shock button. Of course, this is done in conjunction with doing CPR. That just increases the chance of recovery significantly.
And one of the reasons, Dwayne Durham, while we're talking to you, is because UNC Pardee makes sure that there are athletic trainers
yes.
at every athletic event, right?
Well, not every athletic event. I mean, we cover the high-risk sports.
Gotcha.
Certainly football,
gotcha.
Soccer, wrestling. While we certainly would like to have athletic trainers at every sporting event because one athlete is not more important than the others, that's just not possible. You have limited resources. So what we do to help offset that gap is through Part E, we make sure all of our coaches are trained in both CPR and use of an AED so that immediate life-saving event can take place without necessarily our presence, so the coaches are prepared to do that until we can get an EMS can get on scene.
Before we finish, can we get yeah. back to that training? One of the things I'm thinking about when I hear you talk about the heart, typically when I think about an athletic trainer, I think a sprained ankle, I think those types of things.
Yeah.
But now we're talking, there has to be a lot more training now that we're talking about heart injuries and possible brain injuries and those types of things.
Without question. Clearly, our main focus is orthopedics,
right.
bones and joints.
Sure.
You know, that's what we do. But we have a lot of training, and we even do continually train all throughout the year. We just finished last week our training session with our group. We bring them all together, review all the emergency action, not only cardiac, concussion, heat. Big thing right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's been very hot.
Yeah.
And we've got kids out there that really, you know, don't do a lot of work in the summer. And all of a sudden now you're out in the hot sun, so the acclimatization period it's got to be broadened out. We make preparations for heat stroke. We have all the necessary equipment because, once again, that's early intervention. If a young man or young lady has a heat stroke, we got to put them in ice and we got to know when to take them out.
Wow.
If we don't do that correctly, then the chance of a very bad outcome is almost 100%.
Wow.
So, yes, they do a lot. They put in a lot and proud of all the work they do.
Yeah. Dwayne Durham, thank you for your time. You've been very kind, and thank you to UNC Health Part E for making sure that all of our athletes and the staff out on those fields and courts are staying safe and staying healthy. Thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure. We're glad to be a part.
And if you would like to learn more about Part E sports medicine, it's very simple. Visit pardehospital.org.
Yes.